COVID spread.
Live from CNBC, the facts, the truth, the news with Shepard Smith.
Good evening. The situations playing out in parts of our country right now are both jarring and familiar. COVID is spreading fast, and hospitalizations are rising. The virus once again disrupting everything from live performances to restaurants to schools and sports. The NFL announced today it's postponing three games this weekend as the league deals with an outbreak among players. Similar story in college hoops. Two of the top-ranked teams in the nation, Duke and UCLA, both scrapping games from their schedule. In New York City, another popular tourist attraction canceled. Just last hour, Radio City announced the Rockettes nixed all of their shows for the remainder of the season. The new wave of infections also taking a toll on restaurants and bars in the big city. At least a dozen temporarily closed this week. Today, the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, said New York State recorded its highest number of cases since the pandemic began. Close to 21,000, and the majority of them still the Delta variant. But the CDC director warns Omicron will become the most dominant strain in the U.S. in a matter of weeks. Dr. Rochelle Walensky says it reinforces the need for more Americans to get vaccinated and boosted.
We've seen cases of Omicron among those who are both vaccinated and boosted, and we believe these cases are milder or asymptomatic because of vaccine protection.